There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We thank you for that. 550 K-Fire, our mothership, the voice of the Northern Plains. AM 1100 The Flag. If you're in western Minnesota or eastern North Dakota, you can tune in AM 1100 The Flag, the patriotic blowtorch. If you're in the hardest working part of North Dakota, bar none, making America go. Now global. I just saw a new ranking now that the Bakken is like 20th biggest oil play ever in the world, you know. So continues to defy the odds. KTGO, 1090 Tioga, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, 24/7 on iHeartRadio. Get the app. We'd love to have you. Call us at 855-200-1776, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 855-200-1776. Simple as that. Brought to you in part today by MyPillow. You want a better night's sleep? You need MyPillow. And I really don't want to borrow you mine. I'd rather you buy one. Use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com and get a two-for-one deal on the original classic pillow. Or call toll-free 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. Don't tell our other guests, but my favorite hour of the month is when we do Trooper Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a great time on the program and get a chance to chat with not just one, but today two members of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Our regular guest, Lieutenant Tom Iverson, is here in the North Dakota Highway Patrol. How are you?
Doing well. How you doing, Scott?
Doing fantastic. And glad to have you. And I understand it's a twofer today. Sergeant Shannon Henke is here as well on the program. Sergeant, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. And I understand your day job, so to speak, is alcohol enforcement with the Highway Patrol. Is that right?
Yes. I'm one of the field sergeants in the Southwest Region Station in Bismarck.
All right. In addition to being a field sergeant, which keeps you busy, your particular area of focus is alcohol enforcement, is that right?
Well, that's one of them. We do alcohol enforcement. We do all the daily activities that a trooper does out on the road. Alcohol enforcement, crash investigation, you know, those type of activities are what we do out on the road.
Sounds good. All right. Looking forward to chatting about this today. And if you have a question or comment, give us a call, 800-228-0550. Ask these guys anything, 701-258-0550. And you can also email your questions in studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. Another way to go there, 701-226-8503. So I'll start with you, Lieutenant Iverson. What do you most want folks to know? What's on your mind today?
Oh, I got a lot of things on my mind here today, but let's see, what could we talk about? This month we do have increased alcohol enforcement, so that's something that we kind of want to remind the folks out there that we will be stepping up our enforcement efforts this month with alcohol enforcement, different overtime programs out in the field, maybe some sobriety checkpoints. Some of those specifics maybe Sergeant Henke can touch on, but it's important for the public to know that we'll be out there with some of the summer celebrations that are starting up here now. We got to be careful with what we're doing. We need to plan ahead a little bit and make sure that we're refraining from getting behind the wheel after we've had too much to drink.
And Sergeant Henke, would you bring me through what happens at a sobriety checkpoint?
Yeah, you bet. You know, our goal is to educate people, and you know, we advertise that we're going to do these checkpoints, and we're going to do one in the month of June in the Bismarck Mandan area, and the date and time is yet to be determined, but we'll get that out. And our goal is to, like I said, to educate people. Let them know that we're going to be doing this. So let them make the right decision. They don't get in the car, drink and drive, possibly get in an accident, get themselves hurt, somebody else hurt or killed. And so we just want to get the word out. We'll get the word out through the local media, and we'll set up a checkpoint in an area where we usually have issues with with crashes and DUI enforcement. And our goal is just to really not tie anybody up more than about 15, 20 seconds. And we'll staff it. We'll get lots of manpower. We'll work with other agencies. And so it's very minimal inconvenience for the motoring public. And if they have not been consuming alcohol or don't appear to be impaired by either alcohol and or drugs, they'll be through that checkpoint within probably 45 seconds. And then after the checkpoints, then we'll usually saturate the area with increased patrol and, you know, just get the word out that we're out in the area. And, again, hopefully just people make the right decision and don't drink and drive. They'll call a cab or designate a driver. And, you know, we want people to go out and have fun, but we just want them to make the right decisions.
Telephone number is 855-200-1776. Extension 1 to leave a message with your question or comment. 2 to chat with us live on the air and talk to the troopers today. Chris and Bismarck.
Good morning, guys. I just have a quick comment. I see a lot of Corvettes driving around with no front license plate in the city of Bismarck, and I pay for 3 vehicles to have 2 license plates. How is it that they get away with 1 license plate, and B, do they ever get ticketed for only driving with 1?
You know, the possibility does exist that they can get ticketed. You are correct. You have to have 2 license plates on your vehicle. So those Corvettes and, you know, some of the fancier vehicles out there where they don't want to put that front, you know, mounted brackets into their bumper, we do stop them. We stop them quite often. They're supposed to have 2 license plates on their vehicle.
Okay, I appreciate that because it just irks me that I've got to pay the money for 2 license plates. And I have nice cars as well, and I put 2 on my vehicle. So it's just, I'd like to see everybody adhere to that law.
Yep, absolutely. It's, you know, it comes down to some officer safety issues. You know, if we're trying to identify a vehicle, it's really nice to have 2 license plates on the vehicle that they're driving by. You know, we're trying to look for a certain vehicle or a certain plate that's out there. And there's a reason why we have 2 plates out there.
Well, absolutely. Thanks. Keep doing a good job, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for the call. Dennis in Bismarck for our guests on Trooper Talk today on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hi, guys. Thanks for your service. A question for you. Somebody had mentioned to me that it was illegal to have your hitch in your receiver if you're not pulling a trailer. Is that true?
No. There was a bill entered into the legislature session, I don't know, maybe 3 sessions ago, you know, looking for legislation to prohibit that, but that is not the case. And, you know, you can't have the receiver hitch in. It can cause more damage to other vehicles when they're in a crash. But there is no law that prohibits it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. 855-200-1776. 1 to leave a message, as this person did, or 2 to talk with us live. Go ahead.
I got a question for the troopers today. I was headed north on 83 out of Bismarck last week, and there was a state trooper headed north with us. And then I'm always curious to know why they drive so far under the speed limit. And the speed limit out there is 70. He was doing, I'd say, 55, maybe 60. And it was just creating a traffic issue because nobody wanted to pass him. And I guess I really don't know why I went around it because it's a speed limit. I mean, pull me over if I'm doing a speed limit. That's fine. But it just doesn't make any sense to me. I understand you guys have all kinds of things going on. You might be listening to something or information or something, but can you pull over and do that so you're not creating a traffic issue? And I would just maybe ask that question for everybody and maybe hopefully get an answer for you guys. Thanks.
You know, we do get that question quite often. I've been on the show numerous times, and this has come up a few times, but it is something that we do typically drive under the, you know, the posted speed limit. We're not necessarily, if we're out patrolling the roadway, we're not heading to a specific destination. So we're not necessarily at times in a hurry to get somewhere. So we'll be off in the right lane and underneath traffic, observing traffic. Maybe they're going by us. We can see maybe equipment violations of vehicles that are passing us. And then, but yeah, motorists can pass us. There's no problem with that. And if we see that traffic is backing up, it oftentimes does. Sometimes people are a little bit leery and nervous on passing a patrol car on the highway, but there's nothing wrong with it. If we do see some traffic backing up, we'll pull over on the side of the roadway, but it's something to where we're not going to be traveling, you know, 5, 10, 15 miles down the roadway and holding up traffic for that long. It's a minor inconvenience and just something that hopefully is not an issue for the public.
Lieutenant Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, along with Sergeant Shannon Henke, taking your questions today at 855-200-1776. Brandon in Castleton, you're next. Larry and Bismarck, you're on deck. Hang tight. We are coming up on a break, and we will come back and take more of your calls for the troopers today on the program, brought to you in part by High Plains Apache, the folks that have just one focus, and that's sprayers. The product expertise to go along with it. A lot of satisfied customers out there, and I tell you what, if you go to highplainsapache.com, you can check out some great deals right now, including some low-interest financing. That's what folks are really raving about, some great deals there. They also have a number of used sprayers, new sprayers, so check those out as well. Use the self-propelled sprayers that are going big. Call them in Mandan at 663-2375, or just stop and see them. Their Fargo location, Frontier, just south of Fargo and Mandan, too. High Plains Apache.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. They can do new Fords and Chevys too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
If you're a mineral rights owner and want to know what the future holds, then you need to attend the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota chapter for their annual convention June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel in Minot. Hear from the biggest names in North Dakota on oil and gas. Hear from the experts on title curative issues, regulatory updates, information on mineral appraisals, and so much more. The biggest names in the industry will be in Minot June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel. You do not want to miss this opportunity to join fellow royalty owners in learning the very latest on this booming industry. To sign up, call 800-558-0557. That's 1-800-558-0557 or go online to naro-us.org. That's naro-us.org. June 25th and 26th in Minot.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender.
Medora Musical 50th Anniversary Edition is Friday. Hope that's on your calendar to take it in. It's going to be an awesome kickoff. So whether you make it for the opening or make sure you schedule a date, Medora.com. Do it soon and see you there. Should be great fun. Really looking forward to that. By the way, we'll give away some tickets tomorrow. Pat Finkett will be in for me tomorrow.
I'll be up in Grand Forks for the funeral of a radio legend, Jim Bowman, up there tomorrow. So that will keep me off the air. But Pat Thicken, from Oddney Advertising will be subbing for yours truly here on the program. So look forward to that. And we'll have some Medora freebies for you on the program. Musical passes. How about that? All right. Continuing our trooper talk now. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome for our guests. Let's go to Castleton. You're going to have to do this, Manny, because my screen is freezing up on you for some reason. Here I can't click in. So is it Brandon in Castleton?
Hey.
How you doing?
Good, good. Hey, I just had a quick question. I was under the impression with our interstate system, the reason the speed limits are higher is that we don't have to worry about pedestrians. There's barbed wire around the perimeter, so it helps keep wildlife off the road. And that's why the speed limit's a little higher. That being said, I see all the time on the interstate bikers riding on the side to the right of the rumble strip. So I'm wondering about the legality of that, and if it's illegal, are you guys stopping these bikers and letting them know?
Yeah, you know, again, there's no minimum speed limit on the interstate, and so they can legally be out there. There's no legislation prohibiting it. So, you know, we get calls quite often from bikers that are traveling through the state of North Dakota, and they'll ask about it, and we really caution them, you know, to try to have bright clothing on or another vehicle with flashing lights to get the traffic aware that there is something up ahead. And because quite honestly, a lot of people get on the interstate, and at 75, the speeds go by quick, and so they'll get up on a slow-moving vehicle or a biker rapidly, and then they don't have their action time. So I understand what you're saying, but it is legal for them to be out there.
Okay.
Brandon, thanks for the call. Larry in Bismarck, next for the troopers. Go ahead.
Hi. I'd like to have some clarification in regards to the UTVs use on public roads in North Dakota. And I have one, and mine is street legal and everything, but just wondering about the, I've got some grandkids I like to take out with me. What's the legal things for those? I know they need a helmet, seat belts and stuff like that, if you can answer those questions.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of technicalities with those UTVs, you know, especially, you know, some of the, like a Polaris Razor or anything like that. You can operate them on the roadway, roads that are 55 miles per hour or less, if they are registered. Another good resource for you to check out is North Dakota Parks and Rec. They have pamphlets online that you can get, and they have a lot of good resources on there as far as, you know, some of the parks that they can be operated on and what the requirements are of that. And offhand, trying to go through all the different details with them would be quite a task, but it's 55 mile per hour or less roads. They do have to be wearing their helmet. Let's see, they need to be registered if operated on the roadway. Other than that, yeah, I would suggest going to North Dakota Parks and Rec, checking out their pamphlets. They have a lot of good information on them.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, well, I appreciate the call. Let's. Who is next? Todd in Bismarck. Lieutenant Tom Iverson is here. Sergeant Henke as well. You got a two for today on Trooper Talk, so whether it's for Shannon or Tom, the troopers are here. Your questions welcome at 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave a message. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air. Go ahead, Todd.
Yeah, my question was, you see a lot of pickups and newer and some older ones and newer cars that have tinted windows all the way around except for the front windshield. Years ago, I got a ticket for having my 300M that had a tinted window was just marginal. And but I see these pickups running around and cars running around, and some of them not even out of state, they're in state. I'm sure it's pretty nerve-wracking for you guys to pull them over when their tinted windows are so dark you can't see them. But what's the rules on that these guys are still driving around with their tinted windows like that?
Yeah, Todd, you know, that is a good question. North Dakota does have a tint law. For a vehicle in the driver's compartment, you can't exceed 50% tint. So obviously it's 50% light that has to be able to go through the window. all the troopers do have a meter that they can put on the windows and test it. And, you know, if somebody wants to get their window tested, they can certainly call one of our regional offices, and we can have a trooper meet them and test their window. A lot of the vehicles come from the factory with tint that are, it's right around the mid-20s. And so if somebody goes and buys 50% tint and puts that on their vehicle, now they're up in the 75 to 80% range. And it does look real dark. It's kind of a twofold for us. One, it's safety for us as we approach the vehicles. Lots of times you cannot see in that vehicle. And then also for the operator at night. I've been in vehicles, you know, the back windows, you're just trying to back up and you can't see out them very well at night. So the same is going to be when you're operating it, you know, just anywhere, and you're trying to look through that tent. So I understand what you say. We do enforce that, you know, strict enforcement on the tent law. Cannot exceed 50% tent. And if they do, we do take enforcement action on it.
Yeah. Well, cause I know there's a couple cars in town that I know who they are, and they have difficult businesses, but they've had their tent on theirs for a car for 2 or 3 years already. It hasn't changed. It's dark. You can't even see the person's figure during the day when you pull up beside them. That's how dark it is. I'm like, golly. I got pulled over when mine was at about 60%, 65%. And it was tinted that was put on, so I had to take it off. And I got it taken off, and it was fine. But not that I don't have that no more, but it's just, I'm sure it's nerve-wracking for you guys, but I'm just saying, God, these guys that are driving around, it makes me nerve-wracking. I pull up beside them, they could do anything through the windshield.
Right, and that's exactly the case, too. And some people don't realize that they'll purchase a vehicle with the tint on there, and that tint is just a film, and if you heat that film up, take a razor blade and start to peel it off in a corner, that film will come right off. And
yeah.
So again, you know, we do enforce that law.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Yep, thanks, Todd.
Todd, thank you. There's a question from a listener by text here. It says, I saw a video where it recommended that if you are pulled over by law enforcement and you're carrying concealed legally, you should hand the officer your concealed weapons permit with your license. This was supposed to be a low-key way of alerting the officer you're carrying. Is this what the Highway Patrol recommends, or should a concealed carrier do something else to safely advise a trooper of the weapon?
Yeah, you know, we're seeing a lot more concealed weapons in the state of North Dakota in the last 5 years or so. What we recommend is if we approach a vehicle, the driver just simply tell us. And we'll ask for the documentation. Don't reach for the weapon and say, here it is. That obviously gets us excited pretty quick. But just simply tell us and, you know, be able to provide the proper documentation, and it should go smooth.
Makes sense. Randy and Bismarck, you're up next. We have lines open. If you have questions for the troopers, call us at 855-200-1776.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fests and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
And need a Challenger pump, the best deal in the Bakken, bar none, is at Polar Service Center in Kildare right now. Can't even tell you the price. They called and said, look, if we told you the price, it'd just be a big mess with competitors and that nobody will believe this, but you just won't get a better price anywhere. Trust me. And a lot of folks at Hall Water have a spare. So if you need one, need a spare, want another one, want to stock up at a great price, Polar Service Center, Highway 22 north of Kildare is a stop you want to make. They deliver to all throughout the Bakken, of course. Any parts you need, they've got it. I mean, simply put, Polar Tank Trailers are America's number one tank trailer manufacturer, and their service centers have a part if you need it, any kind of tank part. There is not a tank part that Polar doesn't have. They're also in Billings, and at either location, Kildare or Billings, if you need a tank wash, pull in there and mention my name, get $100 off your first wash, too, at Polar Service Center, Highway 22 North, top of the hill in Kildare, or north side of I-90 Billings, exit 452 or 455. Challenger Pumps, best deal ever. All right, Randy and Bismarck, back with our guests. Trooper Talk today on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Thanks for your time today. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm really looking for confirmation of advice that I believe I got from this very program from your superintendent probably some 10 years ago. And that was that it's really okay to continue to use your bright lights on the interstate system, even in the face of oncoming traffic. That's because it's a divided highway, and the rationale behind that was that traveling at 70, 75 miles an hour, it's really not safe to drive without your high beams.
Yes, you are correct. You can use your high beams on a divided highway system, such as your interstate system, and you do not need to dim them when meeting vehicles. However, when following behind vehicles, you obviously do need to dim them. Now, is it a recommended practice necessarily? I don't know if I'd necessarily recommend doing it because even though that divided highway is in some areas quite a ways over, there's other portions of the roadway where it's pretty close to you. Or as far as the median, it doesn't have such a wide gap in there, but if you feel that you need that extra wattage, I guess, from the bright lights, you can go ahead and do that.
Great to know.
Hope that helps. Randy, anything else?
That's it. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Oaks, North Dakota. How's the, is it the Angry Beaver in Oaks? Is that what it's called?
No, it's Brad.
No, I know you're Brad. I know you're not an Angry Beaver, but I thought there was a restaurant named the Angry Beaver.
Yeah, I think there is. Jay, yeah, I have a question for you about concealed carry.
Okay.
I recently heard that Minnesota and North Dakota have become reciprocity states. Is that the case?
You know what? I am not aware of that. I was just on their website just a couple days ago. You can check out the North Dakota Attorney General webpage, and they show all the reciprocity states on there. I do not believe Minnesota is one of them. I'm quite certain that's not the case.
Well, I knew it hadn't been, but I thought I had just heard that they had Minnesota had worked out something with North Dakota, and it was going to become that way. So I guess that's why I was calling this. To double check with somebody who might know more than I do, but I guess I'll have to check out the website.
Yeah, I'd double check on the website, but I'm quite certain that that's not the case. I don't think there is reciprocity in Minnesota. And yes, you are correct, Scott. It is the Anger Beaver in Oaks.
Yeah, so right there on Main Avenue. I have a mighty fine meal on
this stuff.
Absolutely.
All right, so been there, done that. Brad, check it out. We gave you a good tip today in addition to getting an answer to your question. I guess we didn't get you an answer, but we did get one tip. Where to have a good meal while you're
That's
down there
right.
in Oaks, okay? All right.
All right. Nice. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You as well. Let's talk to Craig and Bismarck next here on What's on Your Mind for Lieutenant Tom Iverson, trooper talk today on the program. Shannon Hankey, sergeant with us on the program answering your questions. Two for one today. Hi, go ahead. Craig, are you there?
Craig, yes. I have a question about liability insurance on off-road vehicles also. The other day, my son was riding in a county ditch up north of Bismarck, about 5-6 miles, and he got stopped and got a fine for not having liability insurance on the, and it's an unregistered bike. Got a fine for riding a ditch for no liability, but I actually do have liability on that bike. But then you got a $150 fine, and I went to the courthouse and I showed them, you know, my policy, because I don't get cards with my policy, and so now we got a court date set up for this fine. Is that fine because he wasn't carrying proof with him?
Yeah, you know, Craig, again, that law was changed here a couple years ago. The policy used to be we would issue a written warning and give the operator 20 days to show us proof. If we did not receive the proof within 20 days, then we followed up with enforcement action. The policy now is if people cannot show their proof of liability insurance, then the citation is issued, but you have to go into the court. If you have proof of insurance, you go into the court and you show the proof, and then that citation will be dismissed.
Okay, that's what I did. I went up to the Burley County Courthouse and I showed them my proof. And I paid the fine, and they said that they would send it somewhere else, and then whoever they sent it to would decide whether to keep, you know, to have a set up a court date or else refund the fine money. And I just got a letter the other day, and now I got to go to court because of this, even though I proved that it had insurance on it.
Yeah, I would suggest getting back in contact with them. You're going to want to go down there because not knowing the exact specifics of this case, that's not supposed to be how it works. If you do provide proof of your insurance that was valid on the day of the alleged violation, that they're supposed to wipe that from the record and dismiss it.
Okay. So, that's kind of what I thought, but yeah. So I'll have to call back then. Great.
Yep. Yes, absolutely.
We're going to Stanley, North Dakota. John is next on What's on Your Mind for Trooper Talk. Go ahead, John.
Good morning, Troopers. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. A question on the concealed carry. I got pulled over. The officer said I was speeding. I handed him my proof of registration, my insurance, my concealed carry, and my driver's license. And he asked where the firearm was, and I told him it was, you know, under the seat of my pickup. And he says, well, go ahead and hand it to me. Is it common practice for me to reach for a weapon and hand it to the officer?
No, not normally. You know, officers, they'll do things what they're comfortable with in certain situations. Normally, no, don't reach for that weapon. You know, again, with this exact situation, you know, I'm not aware of all the facts of the case, but normally, no, we don't recommend anybody having, you know, to reach for a weapon. That's when things can go wrong. So you know, in the future, I guess I would recommend if the officer says, hey, reach for the weapon, I'd probably just ask, you know, always stay polite so things go smooth, but then ask if you could just maybe exit the vehicle, let them reach for it to check the weapon. But, you know, again, I wasn't there. It's hard to tell exactly what all went, but I guess that's how I would recommend handle that situation.
It really made me uncomfortable reaching for that weapon, even though the officer had asked for it. It made me real uncomfortable because he knew it was there, and I told him, and I got a concealed carry permit, but I just was really curious about why somebody would do that.
Yeah, I guess, you know, again, in the future, ask for clarification from the officer, and, you know, again, just work with him, do what he asks you to do, or, you know, if you think, hey, that's not quite right, maybe, you know, ask the question, are you sure you want me to reach for it, or should I exit the vehicle, let you get the weapon? So that's something that we do address, though, in training quite often.
All right, well, thank you. You guys have a great day. Thanks for your service. You guys do an awesome job. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, John.
Appreciate the call. The emailer said, please ask the troopers to talk about and explain the open carry law for North Dakota in regards to firearms.
Well, basically, you can open carry in North Dakota. As long as it's not concealed. To be honest, do I know, maybe Sergeant Hinkey knows some exact specifics of open carry and some recommended practices. I do not necessarily know that. It's not something that we come across quite often, but it is, you know, it is something that we do see once in a while of somebody carrying a handgun out in plain view.
Yeah, you know, in today's day and age, you just don't see that very often. It is legal to carry in plain view. There are restrictions such as going into a bar or things like that. But, you know, with all the news recently in our country with weapons violations and people getting hurt or killed, we don't recommend it. That's something that if you are carrying open, probably expect to be approached by law enforcement and at least questioned. And but as far as carrying open, it is legal in North Dakota.
Back to the phones at 855-200-1776. Joe in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, as a person who drives for a living, every time you guys are on, I find it very frustrating that people feel the need to drive down the interstate with their high beams on. Now, if you're driving a 72 Impala or an 82 Chevy pickup, fine. But the new headlights are nasty, even on low beam, much less high beam. If you can't see on a 50-foot-wide interstate, you probably shouldn't be driving, because what happens on a two-lane highway? And then these same people are the people who will not dim when they come up behind you or a car passes them. And they got these nasty quasar headlights on that we all know these new cars have. So I just want to state that to anybody who's listening. You do not need high beams on the interstate. You can see them from a mile away that they're on high beam. How much light do you need? Maybe you shouldn't be driving. It's just my opinion. Thank you.
You know what? Very good comments. You know, your overall premise, I would tend to agree with that, that you probably don't need to have your high beams on the interstate system. But you got to remember that if you do have them on and you're following another vehicle, 300 feet is going to be the distance that you need to dim them. Let's say you're meeting somebody on a two-lane roadway. It's going to be 500 feet. You need to dim those lights. So, yeah, very good comment. I definitely wouldn't disagree with that.
Appreciate the call. Mark and Beulah, you're on deck. We also have Mel and Tim right behind that. As we continue our final segment of Trooper Talk for this Thursday, when we return on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm Insignia James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts buried a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better by connecting our cornfields in North Dakota with our oil fields in North Dakota. And now their corporate headquarters are in West Fargo, North Dakota, the fastest growing city in North Dakota. Move them over from Minnesota for a better business climate. How about that? Welcome PetroServe USA's corporate headquarters to North Dakota. And of course, there's a PetroServe USA near you, from Bismarck, Mandan in the west, all the way down I-94. Stop and see them in Valley City. In Castleton, two locations to serve you up in Arthur. They're down in Wahpeton. They're in Bemidji. They're in Grafton now. And, of course, all throughout the Fargo, Moorhead, and West Fargo metro area as well. Even Dilworth. PetroServe USA. Stop in. Have the 4-for-4 special like I do. That's four items. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, two cookies, four items for $4. It's a great deal. I have it once a week at least. And you'll love it. At a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America fuel better.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Looking for a new career? There's a great North Dakota company that's waiting for you that needs you. MBI Energy Services. Like them on Facebook and regular updates about positions that are opening. MBIEnergyServices.com is the place you apply. And among many things, they have great benefits. Yeah, so health care, for instance, they pay for you and your family members. If you want to meet them, great time would be June 19th at the Bakken Make-A-Wish Barbecue, third annual barbecue that MBI is a big sponsor for in Dickinson at the Rec Center, Friday, June 19th, 4 to 11 p.m. Going to be a lot of fun out there. All right, 11 before the top of the hour, final segment of our Trooper Talk. On the program, let's go to Beulah, and Mel has a question. Go ahead, Mel.
Hey, Scott.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Good.
Okay, good. I just had a couple questions. First of all, I'm a first-time caller, so I love your show, Scott. And, I just wanted to ask the troopers, if you're set up in the median on 94 there, you know, radar and if I have my cruise set at 80. Is that allowable? Or is, I understand that's speeding, that's 5 over. But would you generally let somebody go if they have their cruise set at 80, or are you generally pull them for doing 5 over?
Hey, now that's the magic question. I was waiting for somebody to ask that. Let's spice this up a little bit. But, you know, I gotta skirt around the question a little bit here. Do we have officers? Can we pull you over? Well, absolutely. 80 miles per hour, we do stop that. That's gonna be a vehicle that we're gonna stop. Are you gonna be given a citation? More than likely, not necessarily. But there could be other things that we're looking for. You know, we got to remember that a lot of people who travel maybe through our state or in our state that are involved in illegal activities, that's how we come across those people, is from speeding violations. So it's within our interest and the public's interest to be stopping those vehicles for 5 miles per hour over.
Okay.
Are you necessarily going to be getting a ticket? Not sure about that.
Okay, well, thank you. Your advice is just set it at 75. I understand that. And then one more quick question. Are radar detectors illegal in the state of North Dakota?
No, they are not illegal.
Okay. All right. I appreciate all your service you guys do. Stay safe out there, and thanks.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mel. Call again. Glad to have those first-time callers. Now you can be a regular. Dorothy in St. Anthony, what's on your mind?
Hi, this is Dorothy. The reason I'm calling is, why is there a difference in noise ordinance as with motorcycles than there are in regular radio codes?
Well, no, there is not a difference. To address your question specifically, there is not a difference in noise ordinance for them. However, noise ordinances would be set by the local jurisdiction, whether it's, whatever specific city you're referring to, they may have a noise ordinance of a certain decibel level. Out on the interstate system, the highway patrol, we just don't come across that very often. I suppose one way that we would come across it are loud mufflers that are traveling down the roadway. You're required to have a muffler. The intent of that muffler is to muffle the noise, not enhance the noise. So if your muffler is defective and causing excessive noise, we can make a stop for that. But as far as noise ordinances, that would be each individual specific city.
Thank you, Dorothy. Appreciate the call. Tim in Bismarck had a question on noise ordinances too. Go ahead, Tim.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Mine's kind of the same as the last caller. Noise ordinance. Growing up as a teenager, stereos. I get a decent stereo, have decent speakers and stuff. But this thing with when it vibrates several cars around you. I mean, then you're offending me, and there should be some kind of restriction or something. I mean, they put like a guitar amp in the back of their car. I mean, come on. I mean, there's got to be some kind of, you're playing and you're vibrating the house 2 blocks away. What is there, anything can be done, or what's the deal there? I'll just hang up and listen.
Yep, very good question. I guess I would have to refer back to my same answer, that it's up to each individual local ordinance. We wouldn't have necessarily a say on that, nor am I necessarily familiar with, what each city ordinance is with that, but it is a concern. It's something that can be brought up, but, I was going to joke that if it's too loud, you're too old, but I don't want to necessarily go down that path.
Dottie in Bismarck, last question for our guest. Go ahead, Dottie.
Hi. Enjoy your show, and thank you, Troopers, for what you do. I've been listening to the headlight issue, and while I agree that headlights can be used either bright or dim, I tend to go for dimming them, using them as I need them. I think the thing that bothers me the most are the flood or the fog lights that the big trucks have. When you meet those trucks anywhere, you're just blinded because it looks like they have this huge light coming at you. Just a comment.
All right.
Yep, and I would agree. Yeah, sometimes they can be blinding. It's a hard thing for us necessarily to address, since they can operate with those lights. And maybe there are some reasons. I'm not a truck driver and don't have experience in that, but I'm sure there are reasons why they use certain lights on their trucks.
apologies to Herb and Minot. You were next to go, and we ran out of time here, but there's never enough time when we're doing Trooper Talk. We'll do it again soon, so tune in and call in. We appreciate it very much. Lieutenant Tom Iverson and Sergeant Shannon Hankey. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks a lot, Scott. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it was good fun. Appreciate it very much. Nice job. Thanks for taking all those questions, and I echo what the caller said. Thank you for what you do and all your colleagues in law enforcement as well. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. The right price, the selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want, they'll get it. Any model. At Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.